This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Okay, lots of things going on. We just heard from Scott Bennett. We didn't really get into the whole thing about Senator Dick Black, which is a big thing. We're going to interview Senator Dick Black from Virginia. It was Mr. McCabe. Yeah, FBI director, his wife, who was challenging him for the senatorial seat there, state senate in Virginia. And, of course, it was Clinton Foundation money that was fueling her campaign. And the FBI director, McCabe, well, he has some splaining to do about it. And he's been forced out, and he's got some real splaining to do. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also visit newcaliforniastate.com. Just so happens that newcaliforniastate.com is going to become the 51st state. We know that. And the impending doom upon California economically is something that is, a lot of people are just starting to wake up to. In fact, we've been predicting it. Our very own Chris Street and others who have been economically advising us as to what to do and how to do it and the prognostications are for the future have been absolutely spot on, and, of course, a well-coordinated effort in terms of understanding the finances and the physical situation going on in California is something that is of utmost desire to know. And you should know it as well, because if you're in California, the most populous state in the nation, and if you're outside of California, then you obviously understand that your world could change based upon the economy of California. And that is a fact. But, you know, it's interesting. High-end income earners in California, well, they've dominated the scene since Jerry Brown became governor. And as a result, we have mountains and mountains of businesses that have left California. Because, you know, they don't quite make it under the taxing and investing and regulatory environment that makes California to be absolutely onerous to any business. So it's created a drop in the middle class to where we have basically the nouveau super rich, and we also have the super poor, skyrocketing poverty in California. Homelessness has just gone through the roof in California. I mean, homeless people everywhere, really, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of homeless people in California now. And it won't change under the current regime of Jerry Brown, of course, and it won't change under the economic the economy of California, because that's really kind of spiraling out of control. Now, we've been saying that there's going to be a recession in California for quite some time, and we predicted accurately. Looks like sometime, look about September, you start to really see the wheels coming off the wagon, so to speak. We can see them right now, but it's going to be doom and gloom. There's going to be a lot of problems going forward, and of course, everybody's now starting to wake up to it. We in New California have been very much tuned into this. That's why we're laying out our plan to become a new state as quickly as possible, because now is time is of the essence. We are in the mix now. We have to be here at this point in time doing the things that we're doing to progress forward to become a state. Okay, so now we get absolute, I guess you can say, confirmation of our statements about the economy, because everybody says, oh, you just don't know what you're talking about. And you know what's really interesting, a year or 2 years ago, if we were coming up and talking about the California economy is going to collapse or, and it's going to play right into our hands for new, everybody would be, you just don't know what you're talking about, and we would just be getting, you know, pummeled around the head and shoulders about our opinion about California. We get that. But now it's a year later, and you know, people are looking at the situation in California, and they realize it's a dire situation, especially with the policies that are in your face in violation of federal law by the governor of California and others. I mean, it's just open season on federal laws. You're just going to ignore them patently. So it's sedition that's happening here, and people don't quite get that the state leadership of the government of California is acting in a seditious manner, just as seditious as it was in the Civil War when the southern states broke away and formed the Confederacy. It's exactly the same. There's no difference. When you start wholesale violating the Constitution and the Sovereignty Clause, the guarantee clauses of the Constitution, then you know what? You run into some problems in which you'll start to break down the Union. So the Union has to protect itself, which is basically what happened fundamentally, and we're talking about a lot of procedural things were going on at the time back in 1861, but that's what our mechanism does. That's what our Constitution provides for. It provides for a number of different mechanisms based upon the behavior of governments and our own internal governments, like our state governments and our city councils and, you know, our county supervisors and so on. So, but what we have right now is sort of like a perfect situation to form a new state, I guess, because if you got take a look at the long trade of abuses and the financial situation, and so it's now time for us to inform this new state. So anyway, the economy part of it, which everybody was laughing at us last year, is now all of a sudden starting to show its ugly head, and it's ripening. The reason why we feel we will be ultimately successful with New California is starting to now show its head. Okay, and that's why I say it's ripening. It's fruit on the vine, and it's ripening. This is an article that now came out, Boom and Gloom, an Economic Warning for California, from the New York Times. The significance is it from the New York Times. Now, you've had articles in Breitbart, our own Chris Street's been leading this. You've had articles in Zero Hedge, featured on Fox Business and MSNBC about this impending doom for, you know, in small bits, you know, the 6 or 7 minute segments that come out and people say, yeah, there's going to be a reset. No, now, when you get it in print at this level, yeah, there's got to be some to it. And of course, you got more and more, you know, prognosticators coming out and admitting to it. So the article A Bloom and Gloom, an Economic Warning for California by Conroy Doherty. There's a fine Irish name. Doherty. It says here that the United States is on track to achieve the second longest economic expansion in its history. Unemployment is at 17-year low, and California state budget has a multi-billion dollar surplus. Now, that's a bunch of crap, by the way. So you understand that the that the California, well, if they have such a surplus, give us our money back, right? Why are you taxing us into oblivion, right? Why do you want to reach into our retirement system if we have such a multi-billion dollar surplus? You see, we can just shoot that one right down in flames, can't we? So we have to look for some salient points in this article, because you know there's a bias going on here. And they're, you know, it's a puff piece for Jerry Brown in many ways, which it is. So it says here, so why is it longtime Governor Jerry Brown issuing prophecies of doom? What's out there is darkness, uncertainty, decline, and recession, Mr. Brown said recently after presenting his final budget to the legislators. Huh. California has accounted for 20% of the nation's economic growth since 2010, significantly more than its share of the population. I would question that. See, this is another number I would question, but, you know, for the sake of us. But Mr. Brown, in his final year at office, has raised the question on the minds of those paid to think about the economy. How long can this last? I'd proffer to say it hasn't lasted very long, and we're deep in trouble right now. Just check out all those people in the Central Valley living in squalor and poverty. It's not working for them.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. Okay, we're taking a look here at the article that is in the New York Times about California boom and gloom and what's going to be happening in the California economy. And I'm ciphering it out for you because you got to get rid of some of the crap that's in the article itself, because it, after all, it is from the New York Times. And they're going to be trying to blow smoke up places in Jerry Brown that we don't want to talk about. One of the things that we were talking about there was that the article starts out in the second sentence of the article. It says unemployment is a 17-year low in California. So this is the United States. It says, the United States is on track to achieve the second longest economic expansion in its history. Unemployment is at a 17-year low. And California state budget has a multi-billion dollar surplus. That's a bunch of crap. Okay, but there's some truth in the article, which, you know, it says here that longtime Governor Jerry Brown issuing prophecies of doom. Yeah, he is. And he's he's doing it as he should. He's saying what we're saying. We get it, and so does he. That's why we're harmonizing here at the New California State Movement. We're telling you guys, hey, it's over. And Jerry Brown's saying, hey, it's over. Listen to these New California guys. They know what they're talking about. Okay, so we got that one worked out. Some other things is that California has accounted for about 20% of the nation's economic growth since 2010. Of course, that's the Obama era, right? So the plan of that crap. Of course, what about the poverty, everything else going on, the fleeing of businesses from California? Okay, so the fleeing of businesses, the poverty, all that stuff is now going to take its toll on California because, see, what Jerry Brown has been living on, of course, is the high-end Silicon Valley tax base that comes from, a good stock market. That's really what it is. It says, for California nation, there's a long list of things that could go wrong. A surging budget deficit could stoke higher interest rates. And if the recent upheaval in stocks signals a longer-term decline, it would hurt California in particular because its budget relies heavily on higher earners' income, whose incomes rise and fall with the market. President Trump's moves to upend longstanding trade arrangements could be a setback for the state, home of the country's biggest port complex. And because the growth of the technology industry has played a huge role in California's recent boom, a drop in company valuations or in venture capital investments would reverberate swiftly through the state's economy and tax receipts. Now that is the truth. And it is that notion, that statement I just read to you, that scenario that's playing out right now that we predicted would be playing out and would in months ahead, make it crystal clear why the economic model of New California will explode on the United States and cause us to be a new state. That's basically it. Because California's in the tank economically. It's set in stone. It's not going to change, and there it is. You just heard it right here. I read it to you from the New York Times, a total agreement. That's what we've been calling for. That's what we were predicting. And here it is. We're now on that crazy train. All aboard. Get it? In other words, I'll read that last. And because the growth of the technology industry has played a huge role in California's recent boom, a drop in company valuations or in venture capital investments would reverberate swiftly. Very quickly. Un fuego. Rapidio. Through the state's economy and tax receipts. So tax receipts, they would decline big time. Now, what does that do to all the money that California owes everybody? This so-called multi-billion dollar deficit. Hello. What a joke. Absolute joke. And Jerry Brown knows it. It's disgusting the way these people behave, actually. The article goes on and says, I don't think there's any reason to believe we are going to have a recession this year or next year, said Christopher Thornburg, founding partner of Beacon Economics, a consulting firm in Los Angeles, referring to Mr. Brown's grim forecast. He's just pointing out the obvious. He's just pointing out the obvious, which is that things feel good now, but there's going to be a time to come, a time when all hell is going to break loose, and we better be ready for it. Okay. I wonder if he knows Ed Buck. Ed Buck. Jerry Brown knows Ed Buck. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a Twitch Buck. What the buck is that? Ed Buck. Oh, you know Ed Buck. Jerry Brown's good buddy. Yeah, that male escort was found dead in his house. It's Ed Buck's house. Yeah. Anyway, let's go about Mr. Brown, though. Ed Buck's other friend, his good buddy. Mr. Brown's statements highlight California's distinction as a state of highs and lows and low lows. From the recession of the early 1990s to the 2001 dot-com crash to the housing collapse of a decade ago, downturns often end up being more pronounced in the state than elsewhere. The next recession, whenever it comes, will almost certainly land harder here than it does in the rest of the country. And that boom-bust pattern is especially tough on California's budget, something that Mr. Brown, who was first elected governor more than four decades ago, knows well. Yes, he does, doesn't he? He knows how this whole thing plays out. In 2009, as the last recession took hold, California state revenue fell 19% versus 8% for state revenues nationwide, according to Moody's Analytics. That's a big jump. Hello. There has been a strong rebound since then, but the gains are unlikely to last. Now, again, emphasis here at this point, because this is what we've been telling you. That is because California's government relies on a heavy progressive income tax that generates most of its revenue from a relatively small number of wealthy taxpayers whose incomes are erratic. So, see, they pushed out the middle class, which provides a tax base, doesn't it? It's no longer here. And what are they doing? They're relying upon the elites and their tax base, a wealthy tax base. Now, that's no big deal to the elites, right? Even a blip in the stock market can punch holes in the state's budget. And because stock prices have more than doubled during Mr. Brown's term, it seems like a good bet that whoever succeeds him will face challenges. If and when that day comes, any proposal to increase taxes will probably be unpopular. You think? More taxes coming our way? Yeah, because we got to pay for Jerry Brown's pushing out middle-class people and why we have the economy in this situation, because middle-class people have been pushed out. There's no new business, so you can get tax revenue from it. And now the rich ones aren't going to have the tax revenue to pay. And they'll probably leave the state as well. But how do we make up those differences? We tax you into more oblivion. It's financial tyranny, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. I think we're just getting fired up for this hour. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're reading from this article from the New York Times, taking longer than I should, but I think it's really important that we understand what is really truly going on here. It says, basically they're telling us in the article the same things we've been telling you for about the last month or so. Last month, actually 6 months. You know, it's longer than that. It started in May. That the downturn for California's income taxes is here. It's going, and that's why Brown is looking into overturning the the California rule by way of the courts that retirements have to be fully funded by the state of California. Because you see, in the retirement system, you pay your money into the state of California. You're supposed to keep it in trust, of course. They don't. Now what Brown wants to do is claw it back. So he's going to go to the Supreme Court of the state of California and get a ruling which will force or allow him to raid the STIRS and PERS California retirement systems, the largest in the world. I'll lose 35% of my pension right up front. Just imagine you look at your bank account. You know, they have your automatic deposit. You deposit in there and look in there and go, where's my money? Well, it's gone because Jerry Brown took it. Isn't that sweet? That's so special. That's what will happen because the tax revenue is declining. And again, that's his fault because he's pushed out small businesses from, you know, California. And he's left with the rich to pay the high taxes, which they don't really want to do. So, but now you have an economic downturn coming for these businesses in California. So tax receipts are going to decline. That's just kind of common sense. And it's going to decline in a big way. Brown has already raised income taxes to address the state's last budget mess. And California taxpayers, listen to this, took a further hit as a result of the new tax bill, which curbed the deductibility of state and local taxes on federal returns. See, Brown didn't like that at all. Says his successor gets a world in which revenues are more volatile without the option of raising taxes, said David Crane, a lecturer in public policy at the Stanford University and a former advisor to Mr. Brown's predecessor, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger. That's a really tough world to operate in, he says. What a lame quote. You got a nice little graphic, California employment volatility relative to the United States. They've got that one. A recession would also further expose problems that have festered it for decades. Across California, cities and school districts are having trouble keeping up with ballooning pension obligations, squeezing teacher salaries and state services. In warning about budget troubles to come, Mr. Brown was making a case for adding more of today's surplus to the state's rainy day fund to cushion the blow of the next downturn. Mr. Brown's final State of the State speech also included plenty of optimistic notes and pushes for big spending in the future on items mostly outside the state's general fund. He talked about setting the pace for the entire nation and embracing big, are you ready for this? Big infrastructure projects like high-speed rail, despite doubts about its viability. Okay. Now, this is New York-centric, right? You have all those projects that he wants to do, said Stephen Levy, the director of the Center for Continuing Study of the California Economy, an independent research organization. He's saying this year may be rosy, but watch out, it ain't going to continue, and I agree. Even in prosperity, California has plenty of problems. The bulk of the recent gains have flowed to wealthier coastal cities. New California, get it? This is their art. I didn't write this. I'm just reading it. In my style of reading, of course. It says the bulk of its recent gains have flowed to wealthier coastal cities, leaving behind inland areas. And a severe housing shortage has led to punishing rent increases and rising homelessness. All could have been prevented by encouraging the middle class to stay with incentives, right? Oh, no, we didn't want to do that. No, we want you off the land because you will do as I tell you. Says, still economists generally agree the state's long-term prospects are bright. Really? It is home to many of the world's most valuable and innovative companies, and it attracts an outsized portion of the skilled workforce and venture capital financing, helping it create new industries as old ones slow down or fade away. Well, here's their problem. They're going to slow down and fade away. Away. And the slowdown's already happening. They're not saying that. And recession forecasting is a tough business, even for those whose livelihoods depend on it. Like Ed Del Baccaro, who's been on my radio show. How'd they get him? A senior marketing director in the Walnut Creek office of Transwestern, a commercial real estate brokerage. He manages a team of brokers and travelers around the Bay Area, giving speeches and forecasts to chambers of commerce and other business groups. 2 years ago, I was predicting a recession in September of 2017, and in October, I said we were going to have a recession at the end of 2018, he said. Today, I think that unless we get bombed by North Korea, we'll have a pretty amazing 2 years of growth. When a sudden spurt in demand for office space, with a sudden spurt in demand for office space, Mr. Del Baccaro said he is hiring new workers and spending more on marketing and prospective clients. I was just authorized to go out and get more brokers. See, certain sectors may flourish, but others won't, though. But winter will come eventually, and when it does, Mr. Brown's counsel about planning ahead may help shape how California weathers it. That's kind of a weird ending, how they put that. It's like the editors, their editorial people said, hey, we don't want this state, so they cut it all short. So this is the doom and gloom about what's going on in California. This is everything we predicted about New California is all coming to fruition. And it's something that I hope everybody kind of comprehends about what's going on. Okay, advertisers turning on TV that is signed up to our media. This is interesting. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on. We're going to come up to a break here in a couple minutes. Number of things going on in California schools I wanted to touch upon. You had that one teacher who mocked a Marine Corps' son, a Marine son. That was just not the good thing. Inflation is surging, by the way. That's another little, everybody is talking about that one. This morning, one person wounded in shooting at entrance of the NSA in the headquarters. See if we can get some sound out of this. Police shoot, stop SUV, and so on. I don't know if we got anything. There's nothing coming from this thing, so let's see if we got a story. There might be something. So this is this is at Fort Meade, where this all occurred. And it says here, the driver of a black SUV attempted access to the NSA campus in Fort Meade, prompting police to fire on the vehicle before it struck a concrete barrier at the Ann Arundel County installation, federal officials said. That several individuals were taken to the hospital, but the initial information indicates that none of the injuries were life-threatening. Isn't that interesting? We'll come back to this. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so Ed Buck. My name is Ed Buck. I don't think he has that kind of a voice. So Jerry Brown finds himself in a little bit of a problem. West Hollywood. I had an uncle. He was one of the first ones to die of AIDS in the West Hollywood community. I loved him to death. He was a fantastic guy, by the way. He was a musician. He played the piano for the movie studios, and he was quite good at it. He was incredibly skilled. And he was really the first gay man that I really knew was outwardly gay, because I was obviously older than me, and I was young. And but I never had any evil intent or notions or anything like that. But he was a fantastic guy. I recognized it right away, but I'll tell you, the first time I really, as a kid growing up, recognized that this guy had talent to play the piano, it's kind of like, wow. But he was just a wonderful human being, you know. So that's why when people talk about, you know, gays around me, I grew up with it. I mean, in the sense that accepting or tolerating is just what you do. Never really disparaged it, unless they became predatory and predacious. Mm-hmm. And that's a fact, that's a reality. The gay community knows that. So if you're gay and you're not into the predation business, or if you're heterosexual, you're not gay and you're into the predacious business, like we know we have today. I mean, well, we've known that for, it's been with us forever. I mean, predation is predation. I don't care if it's homosexual or heterosexual. It's bad. It's evil. You know, you don't want that. So, you know, my uncle was not a predacious person. He had a mate, and he, you know, they were happy. So to me, it wasn't all that big a deal. I don't support that lifestyle. I don't. But in terms of my being able to comprehend it and not disparage somebody and pray for them and pray with them, that was who I am. Anyway, so it kind of cracks me up sometimes. Well, you're just a white racist bigot homophobe. Really? Okay. You know, and I've had other friends and I have some very dear friends that are gay, but they're not predacious, and they despise the predacious ones. So what we have now in West Hollywood is a predacious gay. Now, I want to, again, I'm trying to spell it out for you, and I'm not trying to offend anybody who's gay or anything like that, it's not where I'm going from. But when you are predacious sexually, you're a predator. You're into that category. That's where I have said, wait a minute. You know, you're predacious. You're doing the things that you're preying upon the innocence of certain people that may have some emotional problem in their life, and you recognize it. And see, that's the thing about the predators. Predators recognize the symptoms of somebody who's vulnerable, the vulnerabilities of somebody who's can be preyed upon easily. So this guy, Ed Buck, good friend of Jerry Brown. So here I look at this guy, Ed Buck, who's a sexual predator and deviant. At that, he's good friends, best friends of Jerry Brown. I mean, I could never have a friendship with a predator. Yeah, me? I've helped to put him in jail. That's how friendly I am with him. And would remain that way even today. Absolutely. So, you know, how do you have a friendship with a predator in your governor of California? And, oh, by the way, another friend, another really good buddy, and someday we'll define good buddy, you'll figure out what I'm talking about. Another really good friend, a really good buddy of this Ed Buck is Adam Schiff. So Adam Schiff is friends with a guy who's a sexual predator. And the reason I bring this up is because we talked about this yesterday, the story about Gamel Moore, 26. His body was discovered by police on July 27th inside the apartment of Ed Buck, 63. Buck is a well-known Democratic contributor and has given more than $500,000 to an array of Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, Mayor Eric Garcetti of L.A., the District Attorney Jackie Lacey, and a variety of other state and local officials, including Governor Jerry Brown. He's good friends. We got pictures of him. So Ed Buck, the sexual predator and deviant, a body of Gamel Moore was found in his house. A black man, young man, who was a male prostitute, basically. Says Los Angeles County Coroner's Office initially ruled the death to be an accidental methamphetamine overdose, but the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Bureau announced on the 14th of August they would investigate if there was any criminal culpability after Moore's family and friends disputed the findings. Then they came up with this whole thing about Gamel and about his using methamphetamine and how there's all of a sudden now a book. Well, it's a I guess you would say a diary written by him talking about Ed Buck and his drugs and his predation. And then, so, you know what's interesting is I started to look into this. I made some phone calls and I said, okay, Ed Buck, what about this guy? Well, there's a lot of other things about this guy. Now, this Gamel Moore and his family are trying like crazy to get the word out about Ed Buck. And, of course, if it's a word about Ed Buck, then what does that say about Jerry Brown, governor of California? He likes the deviants. Does he like the deviants? It's very, very obvious, and there's multiple witnesses that how Ed Buck got this young man on drugs, and how Ed Buck set it up sexually for him, and how Ed Buck's quite the deviant kind of guy. Now, we know what West Hollywood is a favorite place for Jerry Brown. Does he meet up with Ed Buck is the question.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
The Liberty Tour returns. Liberty Tour 7 will be coming to Marysville, California, Saturday, March 3rd. Liberty Tour 7 features New California State Movement. You want to find out about what's really going on with the New California State Movement? Sign up for the Liberty Tour number 7, Marysville, California, March 3rd, 2018. Go to newcaliforniastate.com and register or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Liberty Tour 7, March 3rd, Marysville, California, New California State Movement. Get your Liberty Tour tickets by going to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Find out what's really going on with the New California State Movement.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Better turn up the volume if you're going to be heard, right? Anyway, Jerry Brown. Interesting. He's rather reclusive and secretive about what goes on in his life, but, you know, there are people that know about him and they do talk, as we have found over the years. And what can I say? Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on, though. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also make sure you check out newcaliforniastate.com. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to have seven counties, count them, seven counties on the 20th, reading grievance number 5. Isn't that interesting? I think so. I think that's very, very interesting. So seven counties reading grievance number 5. I just want to bring that to your attention because I think it's naturally it's sort of an interesting thing when you have that many counties. They're starting to step up and people are starting to get their act together. We're starting to pull together. By the way, we have a lot of stuff going on. Another board meeting coming up. We're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about, you know, what's going on with the counties and how we can pull more people that are engaged in other efforts together, because it's about time we start pulling the whole thing together. All these, to make the whole thing happen, we're going to have the support of everybody in the counties that are involved, and that includes other organizations. So about time to get them off the dime, so to speak, if you know what I mean. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And definitely visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.